And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We are talking Pottawatomie County Commission here today for most of the show. We'll also have the animal shelter featured towards the end of the segment. Dee McKee is our guest here today, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the invite.
And she's joined here by Jared Barnes, the Pottawatomie County Fire Supervisor. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's always good to catch up with you guys. And we'll start with fire first here. We recently, a little while ago, got the notice of the burn ban in place for today, which that's been commonplace here this week. We've had a lot of windy days, but we just talk about the importance of why you guys issue those burn bans in the first place.
We put those burn bans out just to make sure that everybody knows it's a bad day to burn. We get a lot of people in Pottawatomie County who not only burn their fields and things like that, but they also burn trash. And the trash is not something that we have a permit for. They can just pretty much do it at any time, but we want people to be aware that, you know, it is a bad condition to be setting fires. You know, with the humidity really low and the winds high, and with all the rain we've had, you know, the vegetation has really taken off and grown. So we get something out of control in these high winds, it's going to be tough to get shut down.
Yeah, and that's the case. And most of the time, luckily, we have had the moisture, but, you know, that helps alleviate, I guess, maybe some of that.
It does, while the moisture's here. You know, with these cooler temperatures, our grasses are going dormant, so they're drying out. And, you know, the wind, as it blows, it dries that vegetation out. We're getting leaves falling, so it's we're getting a lot of debris on the ground and things that can catch fire pretty easily.
So what is your recommendation here as we head into the cooler months here for any ag producers needing to maybe clear some space in their fields?
Well, you know, not just ag producers, but those folks who live out in the country. You know, if they keep a barrier around their house of about 100 feet.
Maybe 200.
Make sure that they clear back all ladder fuels, which are fuels that can kind of climb and get to a house. Make sure their gutters are cleared out. You know, we get quite a few people who like building in these cedar groves and things like that because of the trees, and it can be scenic. But, you know, that can also create a danger in itself. So make sure that the areas are cleared back around, away from their homes. Make sure that they keep their trash and things like that picked up. And if they're burning trash, that they do it in a safe manner in a barrel that has a screen over the top. And that will help help keep us from having to come out and fight their fire.
And I do want really to encourage that. I've watched or been to California where Paradise burned down, and nobody expected anything like that to happen. But if we get to a 35 or a fire starts and then the wind comes up, which is very typical of Kansas, our departments will go in and try and save people, but we're not going to be able to stand back in the far half mile off the road cedar areas or you know, really grassy, tall grass prairie areas and defend if there's a creek. And it's just the reality of the terrain where each person lives that they ought to be certain that they have a safety area to protect them if the wind's coming, because there's no time to clean it when it's coming at 40 mile an hour. And we get that. I always get nervous for the guys that are working and volunteering and so on. We've upgraded their equipment, and we have some trucks coming in. Going to explain those in a little bit. But still, we can't save everything if things go bad. So it's individual responsibility, and it always has some element of that.
Yeah. Well, and as far as when a burn ban's in place, we hear that all the time, but maybe some people don't understand what some of the penalties are if you do happen to burn and the burn ban is in place.
In Pottawatomie County, the Sheriff's Department will come out and they will take a report and they give that to our county attorney. And then, you know, depending on what the violation is, then they can actually set a court date and then any fines that go along with that. So, you know, that end of things, I don't really get too involved with, but, you know, we make sure that we call the sheriff's department out to get those reports if, you know, people burn on days that they shouldn't be burning and do things without a permit, things such as that. So,
Did you want to add something, Dee?
No, I other than that we are getting new brush trucks. Yeah, we want to say which ones are getting and putting out in all of the consolidated areas.
Yeah, consolidated fire. Last year alone, we got 6 new brush trucks. We actually took delivery of those at the first part of this year. We were gearing up for grass season and really didn't have one. So with all the moisture that we had. But, you know, with that being said, I'm afraid 2020 may be a different story. So we are well prepared. We also have some tankers that are going to be arriving. We put together a apparatus replacement plan, and so we're working that. Those tankers should be here in February, and that'll give us each tanker will be 3,000 gallons, and that will give us some water to help fight these fires with, whether it be residential or, you know, commercial or grass. All of it takes water. So,
you mentioned you're anticipating a busy season, 2020. I'm guessing. What's it been like? Can you compare maybe the last time we had a rainy year followed by maybe a dry year?
You know, I really can't because I'm pretty new to the area. I've only been in the area for a little over 4 years. I know the first burn season I was here, it was very busy. You know, we were out a lot late into the night, get called out early in the morning. You know, our firefighters are volunteers. And so they leave their jobs to come out and fight fires, and we're very thankful.
We need volunteers.
Yes, and we need volunteers. But we're very thankful to those businesses who allow their employees to leave to come fight fire. So, you know, those busy years, that affects those businesses as well. And so if we can do everything we can to keep those fires from happening, then we need to.
My history of Western Kansas, and when that Clark County fire came through, a lot of times what happens is a tree will go down and knock a power line down, and it's not something everybody can control, but that is a very big possibility with some of the dead trees that are standing. And when that goes, it as much as you don't want it to happen, if it gets into the grassy cedar areas, not the open plains like they had at Meade County, Clark County, but it becomes a real problem fast. They had the same thing close to Andover a couple years ago, and that was following a big rain where all the grass and stuff was lush, and then it suddenly dries down. It really does make it a more challenging next year. We didn't have many this spring because it was so wet.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we do have, though, is, you know, in Pottawatomie County, we burn a tremendous amount every year, and that helps keep a lot of that debris down. And so, you know, people think that, man, that, you know, the sky's full of smoke every spring, but really, that helps us out. That keeps those cedars down. That keeps some of those woody vegetations from growing up. And that's really where you get the huge fires. The grass fires are tough. We can get in there and get them out. Some of the terrain makes it very difficult. But when you start getting cedar groves and things like that on fire, it just gets really hard to fight.
Yeah, I imagine so. As far as and I lost my thought train of thought here, so I'll just kind of move on to some other things. In fact, let's take a quick time out, Steve. I'll try to remember my question here that I had for you. We'll take a break. Back more on In Focus after this.